All right, I'm getting some more intel on this, and then I'll hit it start of the next segment. But we have big developments on the sleeper cell front. Now officially saying Iranians are going to hit the U.S. inside with drone attacks. Yep. Will it be a false flag, or will they really do it? They're minding the Strait of Hormuz. They said they'd launch sleeper cells at this point. We're killing their leaders. Might actually attack us with real sleeper cells. Or might be staged. Big deal. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding. What's your view on the situation?
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Hey, just want to take a quick opportunity, shameless plug. I've been a customer of your supplements here for the past 6 months now. Ultramethylene blue paired with the ultramethylene red, unreal combination, bovine colostrum, the creatine powder and gummies, both killer as well. And I can't wait to try this new T3 now that it's on the store, the Alex Jones store. But I called about Iran mostly in the Greater Israel Project. And this is something my dad and I have been going back and forth on the past week or so since this conflict kicked off. And I know you talk about like the trilateral alignment Trump was trying to do. And my dad brought that up the other day. I'm more aligned with, I guess you could say, you and Nick Fuentes in the terms that I do believe the globalists, the Jewish lobby, are trying to take the Trump administration down through false intel. But what do you think about him maybe trying to realign, the world further into a tripolar world with obviously us here in the Western Hemisphere, and then kind of Russia running their hemisphere, because obviously they're going to have dominance over China with all the minerals and resources they have. The last piece I can't figure out is the Middle East, right? Who runs that? Because obviously Saudi and the Gulf states have all the resources, and Israel is kind of just a proxy of us. I just want to kind of get your take on that, along with the Greater Israel Project and them trying to bring that into fruition.
Well, that's a genius question. Yeah, no, Trump recognizes the smartest alliance would be with Russia, the rare earth minerals, their geographic control. Russia wants into that deal, wants to be cut away from China, but been driven to their arms. China had a deal with the globalists, double-crossed them. China doesn't have any real resources. It's a joke. It wasn't propped up by David Rockefeller and given all the power. And so, yeah, as long as China stays out of the rest of the world, it can be overall dominant over there. But Israel has all these news articles about how it's the center of the world now because it controls the United States and it's going to dictate everything. Well, that's why they need to leverage the U.S. into taking down all these Middle Eastern countries. Now they're talking about Turkey as well and Saudi Arabia if they don't behave, because Israel wants to militarily dominate them, so they have to be subservient to them because Israel wants to be the dominant force in the Middle East, the center of the grand chessboard, but that's not going to happen. And Israel has said, we're not going to allow any alliances with these Arab countries, even if they're peaceful. So Israel's leveraging us to then leverage them into full power. And I'm not against Israel's existence. I don't hate Israel. But Israel's working for its interests, not for ours. And I agree, we need a multipolar world, a tripolar world. But not a trilateral system where they all work together to suppress the people. But different power blocks that have sovereign nations within them that are very transparent and openly work towards shared goals and shared systems, but without ever signing away any sovereignty.
I think that's spot on. That's kind of, my dad's the half glass full type, and I'm kind of not the half glass empty, but a little more reality filled, right? Like you say, truth filled. And I guess that would be the half glass full take on it. Regardless, it's still a risky ass move, as you said. We're flirting with nuclear war here. If you don't mind me floating this, you've talked about it a little bit, right? But they took you down in 2016, or tried to at least, right? Paul Weiss, excuse my French, I'm sorry, but that rat race they were trying to run you through. And then after 24, they take Charlie Kirk out. And I think Turning Point USA was supposed to be by, the globalists or whatever. They were trying to morph it into a counter to InfoWars. But Charlie just started morphing into you because Charlie sought the truth, right? Like we all try to do, all info warriors. So I don't think it's a coincidence, right, that they tried taking you down.
I think there were others involved. I think there's a cover-up. I just saw people putting out disinfo that was meant to discredit real investigations, and then they said that I was the traitor. You see what I'm saying?
1,000%. And I'm not even saying it's Israel. I'm just saying it's the globalists as a whole, and that's just a small faction of it.
Great point, Mike. Thanks for the call. Mike Lindell, straight ahead. Look at him. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlchemistStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlchemistStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Fraud news, and the man to talk about it, Mike Lindell, that after he leaves us, Stacker, Lester, everybody's been holding the longest. I will get to you. Thank you for holding. All right. So 11 days ago when this new war started, I broke down the fact that Iran does have sleeper cells in Europe, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. They're the ones that got real terror cells. But you could also have different factions that want to keep us in the war. They could stage stuff and blame Iran. But if Iran was ever going down their mullahs, they would block the Strait of Hormuz, which they've done, and then activate sleeper cells. And then, of course, it came out a few days ago, the White House put out an alert that they decoded the Pentagon, a go order for sleeper cells to start attacking the United States. Iran's sleeper cells activated, threatened to eliminate Trump. Now we've got this. ABC News, FBI warns Iran aspired to attack California with drones, retaliation for war. The FBI warned police departments in California in recent days that Iran could retaliate for American attacks by launching drones at the West Coast, according to an alert reviewed by ABC News. Because they could have tankers out there off the coast. We recently acquired information that as of early February this year, Iran allegedly aspired to conduct a surprise attack using unmanned aerial vehicles from the unidentified vessel off the coast of the United States homeland, specifically against unspecified targets in California, in the event that the U.S. conducted ground strikes in Iran, according to the alert. Now, you start seeing right after that happened, them closing the airspace down in South Texas. Airspace snafus, Pentagon and FAA agree to conduct anti-drone laser test. They did a laser test for drones coming across the border. U.S. military uses laser to down drones, and FAA closes more El Paso airspace. And that's what I said. I said I thought it was a drill back at the time for Iranian attacks, and now they're admitting that. So that's the big issue that we've got to be looking at here. And now we're told by the White House 2 days ago that the order has been given for them to strike. Now, Trump suddenly figuring out he's been put in a trap. He was told 4 days, regime change didn't happen. Now he wants an off-ramp. Iran says no, firing more missiles, more drones, attacking ships, sinking ships. Strait of Hormuz is closed. Has Iran really done this? Are we about to see big attacks? Or are we being set up for false flags to then enrage the American public and legitimize this war, get us to go to full war with the 82nd Airborne ready, as I first broke days before they admitted it, into the Iranian side of the Strait of Hormuz. And then we're in full boots on the ground war. So that is just simply insane. But that's where we are. So they use COVID to try to derail the first Trump administration, and now it's a war, as they said they would do. Now, shifting gears. We have finally seen the FBI and Tulsi Gabbard raid in the last month, Atlanta, Georgia, where the massive fraud's been confirmed. And we now have FBI secretly seize election records from Arizona's largest county as voting probe expands. We now have in the legislation the Democrats admitting hundreds of thousands of illegals were allowed to vote. That everything that Mike Lindell and others said 5 years ago was true. Smartmatic cries vindictive and selective prosecution, close quote, as DOJ moves forward with bribery cases. They're in a lot of trouble. Smartmatic's been dropping his cases, as everybody but Lindell. They came to him and wanted him to promise, as he broke here exclusively a month ago, to never talk about them again. Mike said, like John Paul Jones, founder of the Navy, I've not yet begun to fight. So I want to get his take on these new developments. Also, the Somali fraud. He's running for governor up there. What's happening there? And much more. The great Mike Lindell, MyPillow, LindellTV.com. And, of course, he's a sponsor here. So we get a little bit of the money whenever you order it. But they got all the best towels, all the best pillows, all the best sheets. I mean, literally, super high quality at insanely low prices. Slippers, shoes, dog beds, human beds, everything. MyPillow.com/Alex. So if you're going to buy sheets or beds or whatever, go there. Who's fought harder? And then he also supports all these other shows, not just mine. But MyPillow.com/Alex or promo code Alex or 1-800-675-4614. The great folks in Minnesota answer your phones right there where the stuff's made and shipped out to you. Pure Americana, Mike Lindell. You're funding 1776 and get great products when you support MyPillow, MyPillow.com/Alex or promo code Alex, 800-675-4614. Mike, great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. I want a quick comment on that, you guys. In all the things going on right now, we're actually moving MyPillow's factory. We've done it for the last 3.5 weeks. We have another week yet that we're moving. So what I'm doing, rather than move our mattress toppers and our mattresses, we discount them and all the products we're closing out for your audience, Alex. Free shipping on your entire order. You guys get everything you can today while they last in our original factory that we're moving that to. It's only a couple of miles away, but it's a lot of all the employees. We're all moving it.
By the way, for people that don't know, a bed or something big, a lot of times the shipping costs half as much as the product. Free shipping on a bed, that is massive.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a big gift to everybody. It's a win-win. We don't have to move it twice. We're ready. Buy it today. Free shipping right to your front door, your entire order. So I thought I'd put that in there.
Is that on all the products?
That's all the products. Wow. But like I say, those big ticket items, I mean, like you say, they cost a lot to ship our mattresses and mattress toppers. Mattress toppers as low as $99.99. You guys, these, all of our products too, like the mattresses and mattress toppers, I help develop them. They're developed to help you get great, what's called delta sleep for your body. The queen size alone has over 10,000 individual comfort supports. These are absolutely the most amazing beds and mattress toppers. You put it right on your mattress and change it into a rejuvenation station. 6 month money back guarantee and 10-year warranty. And right now, free shipping. But one of the things, too, we have all of our products. Like, we have a clothing line, MyPillow clothes, now with, I mean, pajamas and shirts and pants and all this stuff that we were expanding back in the day. We were going into all the box stores, but they all canceled us. So all those products, we're discontinuing. We're not going to have them. And they're sitting right now at the factory, so we don't want to move them either. We're going to discount them up to 80%.
Wow.
80%.
So this is your biggest sell ever, then. If you're discounting up to 80% and free shipping, this is a clearance sale, not a going out of business, but moving factory sale.
Moving factories, you guys. This is
so instead of paying moving trucks to move them and sell them again, you're just like, have them at cost or below cost, and we just ship it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is the biggest sale ever. And we're keeping our our second annual mega sale. You can get all those products, too. That's our towel sheets, our pillows, like a six-piece towel set, $34.95. Yeah, there's some of our clothing right there, you guys. Huge discounts up to 80%. This is the best clothing. I mean, there was a time we bought all this stuff to go into, put it in the box stores where we're the biggest in the country. And as they continue to attack MyPillow, You know, here we have it all, and now you guys can get it for those.
And it's a testament to liberty that you've survived this thanks to the public's support. It's a thorn in the side of the globalists that you're still there, Mike, and running for governor and doing great really in the polls. So, Mike, where do you want to start?
All of you supporting us and the grace of God that we're still here. You guys, I want to chime in on the, you know, I'll give you a Minnesota update here. And I just did, what I'm doing now for governor is I'm kind of going to follow the president. We're going to do up to 75 rallies. I'm doing my own thing. Yeah, Alex, you know, I went to these little debates with these Republicans that are running, and they gave you 5 minutes to talk. And then, you know, I'm going, you know what? I need to get the mess out. We need to win Minnesota.
I was about to say, one's watching those local weak Republicans. You're the star. Go out and have big events.
Yeah, I'm going to have these events. And you guys, I did one last night, the first one. Now, I did talk a little long. I talked for 3 hours and 10 minutes. And not everybody stayed in their seat. It was amazing. But there was so much to tell. And it was a message of hope. Here in Minnesota, I told everybody last night, we have a couple blessings here that people don't view as blessing. The 2020 election was one of the biggest blessings this country ever got because it's opened people's eyes up over the last 5 years. You got to see the bad things that happen before people can get their eyes open and say, and that's the opportunity, to get everything fixed and secured. But in Minnesota, the fraud will go down as the biggest blessing Minnesota ever had, and the country too, because here's what it's going to do. You go back, Alex, 4 or 5 years ago, you couldn't even say the word ban Sharia law, or people would say, you're racist. Now you can say it all you want. And then this fraud in Minnesota is going to open up, like all these crooked politicians we have here in Minnesota. As I'm running for governor, you know, now I'm running against Amy Klobuchar. Well, Amy was a senator. Let me just tell you a couple things on that, you guys. Amy's been our senator for, I don't know, decades. She's been in politics. So, but here's the deal. Amy was the number one voice out there to get rid of the electronic voting machines in 2018 and 19. A Democrat in the movie Kill Chain. Amy shouted out about the fraud. She shouted at the top of her lungs, but she didn't get sued like Mike Lindell. Amy and I agreed on this, on the fraud, everybody. But what has happened? That's a tale of two people. We agreed back in 18 and 19. What did I do since then? I spent, I don't know, $70, $80 million going after the fraud in this country and our election platforms. What did Amy do during that time? She ignored the election fraud, but she did go solicit our federal government for like $25 billion to bring into Minnesota, only to have it taken by fraud. That's not a real good steward of money, okay? This happened
under her watch. But let me stop. I want to go back to something you said. This is so important. When you and I and others were exposing the globalists, the New World Order, the transgender cult coming after the kids, election fraud, we get sued, we get attacked, we get censored, we get debanked. But we persevere because listeners and supporters understood the message was important and key. And now we've made it safe for people to do that. Now people need to push harder because we just won battles. We have not won the war, and people can't sit on their laurels. And I think people get that. But this isn't like any other system where every time, this is the most important election. This last one was the most important. The next will be the most important because it's a quickening. Things are only getting more intense in the fourth turning, ladies and gentlemen. And we can win. Humanity can do this if good men and women who've been on the bench get on the field. And I know this audience is like, we're working hard. I get it. You got to raise the alarm to other people that now is the time of political change. And the globalists want to bring in tyranny during the time of change. We want to bring in liberty. Now is the time. Now is the crossroads. Now is the time.
Right. We did what we've done, everybody, like myself and Alex and others. We broke through the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history, which was the 2020 election. But we broke through. We just kept pounding and pounding and break through. You all see all this evidence pouring out now. I went on a show, Alex, I went on CBS Sunday morning here in Minneapolis about a month and a half ago. And let me tell you how horrible our journalists are out there. And the Minneapolis Star should be one of the worst papers in the United States. A lot of people would argue that theirs is worse. But here's what happened. I get on this CBS show and the host says, Mike, you're running for governor. Isn't MyPillow bankrupt? I go, no. Who told you that? I said, we're still standing in spite of all the attacks. Then the next thing out of her mouth was, well, Mike, your evidence was no good. You lost the $5 million challenge. And I said, no. Right here in Minneapolis, it got overturned by the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right and all his evidence was good. And she stood there kind of embarrassed. I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You don't even do your due diligence as a journalist. Horrific. I said, you're as bad as the Star and Tribune. But you guys, in spite of all the attacks, we just kept yelling and yelling and saying, you guys, we got problems with our election. Problems, problems. Now you see it all coming out and this stuff unfolding. But Alex, you said it right. This upcoming midterm is the most important, the next most important election of our lives. Everything we've done so far to get to this
point. It's all building on the last. This is a war.
Yeah, right. It could all be in vain, you guys. They can take it back. Evil can take it back. We do have a big benefit that evil is greedy. This is a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, everybody. And everyone's got to get out. And, you know, they're not going to be like in Minnesota. We have this opportunity. There's an opportunity, an anomaly in history right now in Minnesota. We've been blue since 1972, and people here go, why even bother and vote? It's going to be blue. The Democrats win. Well, you know what? It's different this time. There's an opportunity because of what? Because of the fraud. So this has been all this fraud coming out. They came out, the billions of dollars stolen here in Minnesota. It's an opportunity.
And I love, right as you get ready to announce, it all just broke right when you announced.
Yeah, it was perfect timing, everybody. So now you can go after these politicians that were covered up by our media and protected. Your Ilhan Omar, your Keith Ellison, our attorney general. Horrible Tim Walz that you all seen on the national stage. That's how greedy evil is. They put Tim Walz up as a vice president so you could all see what we had to put up with in Minnesota. And then you got Amy Klobuchar coming, popping in. Oh, I'm a senator, but now I'm going to run for governor because I worry about Mike Lindell running and that Minnesota's going to finally be taken over or overtaken this evil that we're going to win. And Amy comes in there and goes, oh, you know, I'm a senator. I'm Amy Klobuchar. Well, Amy, this happened under your watch, too. All this happened under. And I want to tell everybody.
Oh, yeah, they act like they don't know. It goes right up to the top Democrats. Somalis are just the bagmen. Give me an update on the Somalis, though. It turns out that 98% of Somalis' households are on welfare. I know there's some nice Somalis. I'm sure we'll find one someday.
Yeah, there is. You guys, it's here. It's huge.
What is their problem, though? I
do know a couple of these Somalians when I get to the airport in Minneapolis, and you know what? I've talked to them. I fly so much in there, and I talk to them. They don't like what's going on. They're the ones that actually assimilated. There's a few of them that speak English. And they don't follow Sharia law, and they've come over here, and they value what they're doing, but they can't stand what the rest of them are doing. And you're right. These welfare programs that they've all stole from that they've stole from, downtown Minneapolis, you guys, I'm telling you, when we backed off there, the president kind of backed off, and if they wouldn't have done that, everyone says, oh, then now you can just protest and get your way. No, you guys, what they were going to do is use this as the biggest cover-up. It would have been focused, protesters, protest, protest, and we would have never got back to the issue, which is the fraud. This is right now it's pulled back here in Minnesota. The focus is back on the fraud. And it has to stay on that. These people need to be put. I told people the other day, I said, now, how do you get rid of, how do you get, you know, like the presidents will send them all back. Here's what you do. The ones that are here illegally or the committed fraud, send them. They're gone immediately. Then you have all the ones, then you ban Sharia law, and a lot of the other ones are going to go, okay? They can't assimilate here. And I want to tell you, this all could have been solved, Alex. In Minnesota, right now we have it's $85,000 per illegal that's that in our federal or I mean in our prisons here in Minnesota. Those are the felons, the murderers, everybody, the rapists, the pedophiles. There, and it's $110 million a year that we're paying in our taxes here in Minnesota to house them. Well, it's very simple. Hey, ICE, come and get these guys. Get them out of here. Ship them over to do their time in their own countries, which they already have deals with. That saves $110 million a year. Then, at the next level down, which is your jails, every illegal, you guys, that's here illegal, eventually will commit a gross misdemeanor or a misdemeanor, usually by driving. Driving illegally, pulled over, you're here illegally, you don't have a license, and they house them, but then they let them go. Those, they've already committed two crimes right there. You take those and you give them to ICE, and now they don't have to come into the town and go door to door. As they get arrested, you're shipping them out.
That's what Homan has pointed out. If the cities, 800 of them, would do their job and hand them over, wouldn't have to go find
that's
them.
That's all they got to do.
But instead, they just turn them loose.
And they've done it in other cities, you guys, that it's worked. When you cooperate, like Washington, D.C., the mayor said, hey, they're not one of the safest cities in the country. You got Memphis, you got all these different places where they cooperate, and then you don't have this stuff going on.
And I want to explain something. Blue states, as you said, are almost all really red or purple. We have the numbers. Maybe you should go over the scientific breakdown that I've also seen myself separately looking at it. That's why a landslide is the only thing that can beat fraud, because they only have so much fraud. Dead people, illegals, names, stuff in there. But we have to retake Minnesota. We have to retake Washington State, California. California, when I was young, was redder than Texas. They took over with fraud.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's why the Democrats vote everywhere to not have ID, because they know they're doing it. Now they admit they have illegals voting. Now they're saying they've gone from 2 years ago saying illegals don't vote to now defending them voting, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys, that's why this SAVE Act is so important. We've got to get the president said, I think he said the other day, I'm not signing anything. We've got to sign the SAVE Act. 80%.
He said, I'm not going to sign any more bills. He's doing his own blockade or protest until they do. Yeah, let's talk about the SAVE Act. 90% of Republicans, 95% want it, 77% of Democrats, totally constitutional, show an ID to vote, and Thune won't do it.
Yeah, and you know what? In South Dakota, everybody, they just passed like a mini SAVE Act there in his own state. What's wrong with this guy? This is disgusting. It has to be passed. The people want it, and then everyone said to me last night when I was doing the rally, they asked me about elections here in Minnesota and around the country. Now, granted, everybody, we don't have all the machines gone yet. They are in some places, but we have. What my teams have done and what's in place, it would take hours to tell you everything. But there's certain things that are in place now that we didn't have 4 years ago that we've learned over 5 years. So I will tell you this. On my home state of Minnesota, with the footprint we have, with the cards we're dealt, it's going to be the most secure election with what we have in Minnesota's history. Now, will it be?
And so this is the real shot. So you're already able, you think, with the eyes and ears and things you've got, similar to what Trump did a year and a half ago, you're thinking, because I mean, you're already neck and neck in the polls. If they cut the fraud out, you're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. And with this new, with all these rallies to get, remember in Minnesota, everybody, 250,000 people voted for Donald Trump in 2020. They didn't even bother to vote in 2022. I'm going to get the word out, Alex, that you know what? This is critical. This is such a critical election. It's the most critical midterm. You know, evil wins.
And if you win, it's the blueprint. If you win, it's the blueprint to take back all the other blue states.
100%. And we have a great plan and a great pathway to win. And we are going to win. If we don't, there's going to be a mass exodus out of Minnesota. One of our biggest companies, Cargill, is very strongly considering leaving. And I've said it before. I'm here in Minnesota, the highest corporate taxes in the country. I got my pillow. I'm still here. We're still standing. We want to bring back the American.
Stay right there. Yeah, the commies want to run our businesses out. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway. And a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this hazard put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. But I got blown up in Iraq. I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Keith Ellison is probably, it's hard to say worse than Letitia James, but he probably is. I mean, he's caught on tape saying, we're going to end all these investigations into fraud. You know, come give me money. He needs to be under the prison. And he has been coming after Mike Lindell criminally, trying to put him in jail, coming after his businesses, his companies. And where is the DOJ indicting this guy? I mean, it's just, we're starting to see some DOJ raids. They're starting to get the voting machines. They're getting the proof. That's great. But we need this yesterday. There's a bunch of clips of Josh Hawley destroying him. You got the congressman from Minnesota destroying him. But I want to give an update on Ellison, you know, that's really the kingpin, knowing about this corruption, obviously involved in it, getting campaign funds weeks after he ends investigations into people. This is cut and dry racketeering, organized crime. Here's a clip of him being confronted by a Minnesota rep.
Gentlemen, let's see if we can agree on at least one thing today. Today's hearing is titled Oversight of Fraud and Misuse of Federal Funds in Minnesota. Can we agree that this fraud is a serious thing? Governor Walz, yes or no? Can we agree on that?
Yes, any fraud is serious.
Thank you. Because it's interesting that you and I agree that it's a serious thing, considering the man sitting next to you, your Attorney General Keith Ellison, just 2 months ago said, quote, "This is a political matter. This is not a serious thing," end quote. Attorney General Ellison, is there an organized crime ring operating in Minnesota? I'll answer for you, sir. Governor Walz believes there is an active crime ring in our state. In October, the governor said,
yeah, Ellison runs it.
We've got an organized crime ring in Minnesota. I think it's been going on for years. Moving on, Mr. Ellison, I, along with millions of Americans, have grave concerns over your alleged relationships with Somali fraudsters who have since been charged and convicted of federal crimes. I'm sure you are aware that over 90% of the defendants charged in the Feeding Our Future fraud case are of Somali descent. In fact, you have personal knowledge of these people. There's a 54-minute audio tape of your meeting with these criminals in December of 2021. And during your meeting, they complained to you about increased scrutiny of their nonprofits, and you told them, quote, "Of course I'm here to help," end quote. It's on the internet. Anyone can listen to you say that. Since then, you claim you were not aware of their crimes in the $250 million Feeding Our Future scheme, the largest pandemic fraud case in the nation. But just weeks after your December 2021 meeting, the FBI executed search warrants that you never would have requested in the Feeding Our Future fraud investigation. Now let's fast forward to September of 2022, 10 months after you met with the Somali fraudsters. Your office issued a press release stating, quote, "Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison and his office have been deeply involved for 2 years in holding Feeding Our Future accountable," end quote. So according to your office, sir, you have been deeply involved in the Feeding Our Future case since September of 2020. That actually sounds like you are saying that at the time of your infamous meeting with the Somali fraudsters, you were already aware of the allegations of fraud. When you had this meeting in December 2021, did you know, sir, about the long-running FBI investigation into Feeding Our Future? Yes or no?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Immer.
Reclaiming my time. When did you personally become aware of the FBI investigation? That's all I'm asking.
Representative Immer, as you know, I have addressed this issue many times.
All right. Reclaiming my time. In that same meeting with the fraudsters, Mr. Attorney General, you took aim at the Minnesota Department of Education. You stated that the Minnesota Department of Education had fought the nonprofit in very disgusting ways, in a very racist, xenophobic, and Islamophobic
manner. Let's
stop
there. So most people saw this, but he says in the tape, "I'll go take care of this," and they go kill the investigation. This guy is, and then he gets money from him like a week later. This is cut and dry. Do you agree with Senator Josh Hawley and others that Keith Ellison should be in jail?
Oh, he should be in prison beyond belief. You guys, what he's done to me during the last year. He came after my Lindell Foundation. Let me explain what that is. That's just what I set up about 8 years ago. It was a prototype using private sector money to subsidize programs like these welfare programs. Only these programs actually work. So we saved about 40%. We vetted the programs.
The Democrats don't want stuff that works. They want to expand. That's why they're mad at you.
Right. So he knows I'm going to be using that as my governor as a prototype for Minneapolis, working with Teen Challenge, Salvation Army, all these private.
And by the way, he started this a day after you announced for governor.
Yeah. That's when he really turned it up, everybody. My LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. You guys, check it out. It gets you off your addictions and it gets you to Jesus.
Well, let's go back to it. Because I remember we talked on the phone, like you were saying, he upped it like one day after you announced, then he did a bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah. Here's what he's done. I had to lawyer up. It's cost me tens of thousands of dollars. He put in all this discovery for my LindoRecoveryNetwork.org, you guys. He knows. He wants to get it shut down. All of a sudden, here it is. You have 1 month to come up with this and this and this. Going back, you ready, everybody? Records back to 2017. 2017. And here's the kicker. I put in all the money then. I put in all the money. So you're investigating what? That I might not have took a deduction on my taxes? That I put in tens of millions or millions of dollars in to help addicts get to Jesus? You got three things here. A, did he do it because I'm running for governor? B, did he do it because it's a Christian network? Or C, is it something that works and he knows when I run for governor, this could replace
all the... And here's
the
bottom line. You got Somali stealing 20-something billion. It's on record that you fund everything. Don't even ask. And then... He's trying to shut down a Christian organization that has great.
So the lawyers I've had to get, the expenses that has incurred me, plus a distraction as I'm trying to get.
But by the way, I've seen even mainstream articles admitting for years your Lindell Network's had great success.
Absolutely. When I see people out there, you know, they go, Mike, my son, he fell in the Lord. He got off of his drugs. He got off of his addiction. All over this country. That's what I was doing before all this election stuff, everybody. I was getting people off addiction. I was in the streets of Minneapolis as a crack addict, getting people. Once I came out of that.
And imagine how evil it is that you've given all this money and they're trying to show these people are pure evil.
Yeah, it's destroy, destroy, destroy. For 12 years, I worked with the private sector, your teen challenges in Minneapolis, Salvation Army, Union Gospels, worked right down there in the streets with people to get them off the streets. That's what I was doing before all the election stuff. Well, Keith Ellison, to attack this, and I mean, this distraction and money that he knows I don't have money to fight this. I've had to get money. By the way, you can go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. If you want to help out there to fight Keith Ellison, you know, that's a C3. That he's attacking everybody, and I could really use your help there. That it's disgusting, Alex. What he's doing? You got evil attacking me over here with things that are doing good, and then you see him right there in front of the Congress, there in front of the senators, and sit there. He didn't have answers
because I watched 4 hours of it late at night when it happened 2 weeks ago. He never answered any questions.
No, he's criminal. What do you say? You're there because you have to be. Now, you said it right, Alex. They can't let up. These politicians in Minnesota, starting with Keith Ellison, they've taken over our state. And if this is the blessing of the fraud, though, everybody. Think where we wouldn't be if the fraud would not have been uncovered. I got the blessing of a lifetime 3 days after I run for governor. I'm going, whoa. Finally, the truth comes out, which we already knew here in Minnesota about these guys. I could tell you stories about Waltz, Ilhan Omar, Keith Ellison. One time, Ilhan Omar and I were in a green room. We're going on CBS, and the host left us both in there. And she come back, and we're going at it, arguing. She goes, you two aren't going on together. That would have been great TV. I would have exposed her right there on national TV. This is, you got these... from every part of the leaders in Minnesota, and it's just not Minnesota, but here we have an opportunity because of the fraud. We cannot let up on this. These guys, they got to be prosecuted and put in prison.
No, I agree. We're almost out of time, and you got to go. And I'll give these calls. Take one more plug for MyPillow. What great products, great American company, and you're such a warrior. But let's talk about this. What do you make of FBI secretly seized election records from Arizona, largest county, as voting probes expand? You told me back in December, you said, look for big stuff in January. My same sources said that. We are seeing some DOJ movement on this. What are your sources telling you? Because you're at the center of this about the DOJ.
They're going to keep putting stuff out, everybody. So everyone in this country is going to be educated. We have something we didn't have 5 years ago. Our voice is big, big and bigger. So everybody's hearing about Georgia. When I was there last night at my rally, I said, how many of you heard about the election fraud in Georgia now in Arizona? They all did, every one of them, because the word's getting out. And now it's all the stuff, you guys, Pennsylvania, all this stuff is going to be pouring out. And you know what you all need to do? Make sure you tell everybody and spread the word. because the people that sit out there and say, oh, Mike Lindell and Alex Stone, they're conspiracy theorists. There was no stolen elections. Our elections are fine. No, everybody knows they're not. But everybody, including Democrat people, the people all need to be on the same page. And it's sounding like they are when 79% of Democrats or 80% want the SAVE Act put in. That's just, you guys, this is just the beginning of what we need to do. Of course, the illegals shouldn't vote, and you need to prove you're a citizen. I mean, Alex, how about that in New York City? When you to be a shoveler, to shovel snow, you had to show two forms of ID. And I mean, come on, you know, and you can't show an ID for an election, your most sacred thing. And you guys, I want to tell you this, our president, our great president, his number one thing, and it has been for a long time, is our election platform, securing them, because everything comes from that. We had a miracle in 2024 that you know, the too big to Reagan, whatever, and everybody got engaged. But I'll tell you what, that can all go away if we don't secure and change the way our elections are. 132 countries have banned
electronic voting. Well, I want to correct you. He ended up demanding five forms of ID.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But you guys, think of this.
You only got to show three to buy a house.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that something? Election, you don't. And who's fighting this, everybody? A Republican's not pushing it through. This is amazing. Alex, this is what I've, for 5 years, I don't get it. You know, right now, you know what's going on in Arkansas right now, everybody? We have fought. And the people down there voted out the machines. And Sarah Huckabee and this guy named Kim Hammers blocked everything. But these two Republicans, they need to be exposed. They blocked everything. They shoved a bill through. If you're a county in Arkansas and you go to paper ballots, we're defunding your county. Disgusting.
What's happening in Dallas? I know you helped spearhead getting the paper ballots there. Is that still happening?
What's that?
The Dallas going to paper ballots.
Yeah, there was... That got pushed back by Republicans, but there were four counties in this primary in Texas that all used paper ballots, went off without a hitch. No machines, everybody. No machines. So we're fighting at every level. But, you know, it just surprises me so much that you're getting pushed back by Republicans.
Well, those are
the
establishment Republicans that Democrats don't even challenge.
The Uniparty, everybody. Alex, I call them the Uniparty. They have a hidden agenda, everybody. Some of them might be a personal agenda. Sarah Huckabee, what's your agenda? Why are you advocating? They want Kim Hammers to be the new Secretary of State of Arkansas because he's the best election integrity guy around. He's one of the worst in the country. I put him up with Brad Raffensperger in Georgia, everybody. They're top worst people in the country. Kim Hammers.
Well, Mike, great
Brad
job.
Raffensperger.
Join us again. You have the biggest sale in your history because you're moving factories up to 80% off. Free shipping on beds, everything else, free shipping on everything. This is your biggest sale ever, hands down, mypillow.com/Alex, or promo code Alex at checkout, 800-675-4614. Support America, support fighters, support Mike Lindell, and get great products at the same time. Biggest sale ever. Take action now, mypillow.com/Alex. Mike, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
A true fighter, folks. Totally vindicated, the real deal. And he's been totally SWAT team, tortured, sued, everything. We have been too. SWATted, everything. And I'm not bitching. I'm not a victim. I'm a fighter. I chose this. I just want to keep fighting, and I can't do it without you. All right, I appreciate callers holding during that. Amazing first and second hour with the callers on the war. And now Trump admits he's trying to get out and was set up. I mean, I hate to be right, folks. I knew I was right. I knew I'd be right, because it's a fact. The mullahs ain't going nowhere. They're set up for this. So, declare victory and get out. The problem is they're going to now keep closing straight. They're done. They're not going to wait another year and get bombed again. We're not at war with Iran, boys and girls. Sitting right on top of the main energy center of the planet. And the globalists got Trump to do it, just like COVID to shut us down, to kill his recovery, just like I said 11 days ago, Saturday morning, and I was right, because I do my homework. And I just, the thing is, this is all simple if people just do their homework, and I'm just like, I don't want to be right about this. But I got called a Qatari trader. No, the traitors are the ones that manipulated Trump into this. And now, if you're eating dog food in a year, just remember who did it. Lindsey Graham, people like that. All right, Stacker in California, your take on the situation.
Man, Mike Lindell.
Go ahead.
Mike Lindell is the man, Alex. I've been listening to you for 20 years. It started with fluoride and chemtrails, and now it's evolved into death shots in World War III, so you're right on the mark. I want to talk about two things. First, I believe Israel told Donald Trump that they were going to use nukes on Iran if he didn't make a move first.
That's confirmed. They said, we're going to attack them, and if we get attacked and defend ourselves, we'll do the sanction option. And so they blackmailed us into it. That's confirmed.
Yeah, that is scary. The second thing, Alex, is buy physical silver as much as you can. I hope you put out more coins in the future. They were my favorite way to support you in the InfoWar. I'm Stacker Factor on YouTube. I teach people all about precious metals. I love it when you have Dr. Kirk Elliott on. And check out silverwars.com to see how silver is used in the military. They're blowing it all up.
It's going to. I want to be 1,000,000,000% clear on the 6 collector coins we put out. Those were not investment. I don't sell these collectible coins as an investment. I did those where, you know, it's a $30-something coin when we made them. We sell them for $99 as a fundraiser. When you buy silver, it should be whatever wholesale is. When I sold those coins, I was very clear about it. Those were being sold as a fundraiser. But yes, we're going to bring some more fundraiser coins back. So thank you. Go ahead.
They're beautiful, Alex. And people are selling them for like $250 on eBay.
Well, no, I know they did well collectibly, but I didn't want to say do this as a collectible. I said do it as an investment in freedom. But yes.
You rock. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for holding so long. Lester in West Virginia, you're on the air. Thank you.
Alex, I just want to say what a true honor it is to speak to you. Our careers is paralleled. I'm a broadcaster as well. Never made it on the national stage as you.
Hey, that doesn't matter.
I started in 1992.
Tell us about your show. How do we find you?
Well, right now I'm just doing weddings and things. But like I said, we started in broadcast. I got out of broadcasting when they started doing the, the automation and everything came around in the early 2000s. If you'll remember.
So I do remember.
A lot of us jocks kind of got phased out, if you'll remember.
Yeah, because they needed you to sit there, even with the syndicated shows, and run the ads and control, and then you could pop in and do your own thing. They got rid of you with automation. Terrible.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm still kicking it, man. I'm still doing, you know, radio. I'm doing the little YouTube and everything. But thank you so much, man. You remember back when we had to get the FCC license?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good thing. But what I wanted to bring up, Alex, is, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, the globalists are attacking in every which way. You got, you know, everything with the war going on, the Epstein files, that's all globalists planted. And now you got Obama dropping a little bombshell about UFOs. But he redacted it. He walked back. You know, he walked it back, saying he never said anything. I understand that. But you think that could be brought in as a false flag?
Absolutely, Bluebeam. Absolutely. Notice. But see, people said Trump brought up the UFO thing as an Epstein distraction. He ran on that and said, in my first year in office, I'll release the Epstein file. Now we're past a year. So Trump with Trump saying he's released the UFO file is not a distraction. He already promised to do that. We're just concerned he's not being given the real file.
Right. He's being given something that's totally made up and everything. I get that. But that's what I wanted to ask you about, Alex. And I just wanted to say Mike Lindell is a great guy. I've been through
anybody,
his network.
I've met him many times in person. What you see on air is what you get. Sweetheart. Endless energy, just such a good guy, so loving. It's a real deal. And, you know, totally unself-aware, which I am too. You love it. And he's a fighter. He can't give up. And I see that attribute, and it's just, I admire it. Thanks for the call. And the hell that guy's gone through. But I've gone through similar hell. And I don't know, it's great. I love it, actually. I just, you know, hope people realize that we can't do this without you, folks. I appreciate you, brother. I see the attribute in Lindell. He doesn't act like a tough guy, but he's tough. He's tough because he perseveres. And that's what I admire. His perseverance is going to win this fight, folks. I've told you 1,000 times, I'll never give up, I'll never sell out, but I could give out. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. I need your prayer. Samson in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been listening to you for a while now. I'm 25 and listened to you since I was about 17, 18. And, you know, everybody has just been calling me crazy for the longest, you know, talking about everything with Epstein and the pedophiles and all that. And it's just really crazy to see what's really going on and how much they're really trying to impose their will and limit free speech and limit everything because, I mean, it's happening, especially with males and, you know, white males especially. They try to make everything that you say, they try to demonize it or just say it's racist. But, I mean, if you know what's going on, you know what's going on. It doesn't matter who you are. So, you know, I've been through a lot. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've done different hallucinogenics. I've seen Beyond the Veil. I've MK Ultra myself, you know, in a way. And
I love that. I MK Ultra'd myself. Wow, that's heavy.
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, people don't really understand how deep this reality is that we're living in. And on the journey, you know, watching Joe Rogan, you know, seeing all, you know, I'm curious. I want to see it for myself. I can't just read it. I believe everything you say from start to finish, but I want to see it. So I took strong.
And by the way, that's the thing about me. You can look up 99% of what I say. It's already public.
100%. 100%.
You're saying you took mushrooms? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was doing the shrooms, and then shrooms was light, but when I did the LSD, it's just, you know, I just started basically thinking myself outside of this reality. And basically the last moment that I had when I did that was just, I am the one that this is a glitch in the matrix. And then it was just a whole blur that night. So I still, like, it was like just MK Ultra, electric shock, programming through TV. I mean, I was with my girlfriend and then she put on a movie called American Ultra about a couple that was a CIA government experiment. Why would you play that during a time where I'm taking LSD, you know, unless it's MK Ultra? So me being who I am, what my name is, what I was trying to do, they already had things kind of in place for booby traps in place to kind of stop and sway things a certain way. But that's a whole different conversation. What I want to do is I want to show you a video I made. It's a short 2-minute video. If you can go to Twitter, it's The Resistance One. It's spelled with Z's instead of S's. So it's T-H-E-R-E.
Yeah, the way to find it is the name of the video. What's the headline?
Well, it's on Twitter. So it's the only video I have on Twitter.
No, I understand, but the handles are hard to get. What's the headline on the article, the video?
Basically, it's just a bunch of hashtags. So it just says, hashtag, we will not be silenced. Hashtag, protect the kids. But the Twitter ad itself was The Resistance One. So it's TheResistanceOne.
All right. Well, we'll check it out. This is a tip for everybody. If you just do a clean headline, that's the way to search something. But we'll try to pull that up. I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. God bless you. All right. We got a really well-known controversial comedian coming here to take over in the fourth hour, but I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you. And jam in more calls. I love taking your calls. Wow, what an amazing day. The Duke in Indiana is up next. And then Rich and Chuck. I don't know if I have time to get to Philip, but we'll take more calls tomorrow and get to that. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Remember, Paul Revere's, are you sharing the live feeds on your email, your text messages? Because that's where all the power is. You've got it. Do your own show, too. What it's all about. No matter how big or how small, it's the resistance that God's watching. Remember, God's watching. We'll be back. Stay with us. As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first 4 guys when they throw him in the ring, or, you know, in the arena, and he says, are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game, or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participated, supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue, or our bovine colostrum, or our CMOS, or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site,
become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexlinsport.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexlinsport.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.